This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. A few weeks ago, I warned that you would wake up one day soon and find yourself living in a world where there's only one allowable opinion that can be uttered on any given topic. Just one official view that you can have, and everything else will be censored. Well, guess what? That world has arrived. It's here. So YouTube now is putting pop-ups over videos that talk about vaccines. And the pop-up says that vaccines are perfectly safe and have no problems and save lives and everything's great. It interrupts the video with a message, in other words, to try to counter the video telling you that, hey, there are problems with vaccines. Children are killed by vaccines. Children are maimed by vaccines. This is actually a government statistic. It's every year children all across America are maimed and harmed and hospitalized and put into comas and have seizures. And some are killed by vaccines. It's an irrefutable fact. But you're not allowed to say that now, you see, on YouTube without being corrected by the pop-up text. Oh, you have to follow their point of view. Won't be long before the same thing happens to GMOs. So if you have a video that talks about GMOs, there's going to be a pop-up that says, oh, they're perfectly safe and have no risk of harm and no problems. Everything's awesome. You know, brought to you by Bayer. That's going to be happening soon. Climate change, same thing. It's not just that they're going to have messages that correct the inappropriate views on climate change. There have been calls for so-called climate change denialists to be imprisoned, criminalized and imprisoned by the government, I suppose, for merely questioning the status quo on climate change. Now, I want you to fast forward a few years. Let's imagine that there's a Democrat in the White House in the future. You know, these things go back and forth. It's not going to be Trump in the White House forever and not going to be a Republican in the White House forever. Although sometimes I'm not sure America will even survive in, you know, too much longer as a nation. But let's say that we still have America in 2024. And let's say that a Democrat wins the presidency and we have a Democrat in the White House. Guess what? You will be banned for criticizing that person, especially if that person is a woman, which it is likely to be. So any criticism, remember when Obama was president and you criticized Obama, you were called a racist, but you weren't banned off the internet. You still had your website, you still had your channel on YouTube, you still had your Facebook channel and everything. You could criticize Obama and still exist online. In the future, you criticize the next female Democrat president, you're going to be not only accused of being a sexist, but you will be utterly exterminated from the online world. You will be deplatformed and even depersoned. You will be denied any existence in the online world because they don't want anybody to be able to question a Democrat. Questioning a Democrat policy is not allowed. Questioning the honesty of a Democrat, even though Democrats lie all the time. They lie to win office. They lie about even their own positions. Basically, when they're running for office, they pretend to be conservatives. They pretend to say, oh, we're going to have smaller government, lower taxes. We'll protect the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. And then when they get elected, they raise taxes, have bigger government. They attack the First Amendment. They attack the Second Amendment. And they go back on everything they ran on. Democrats can't run on the platform they actually believe. If they did, they would be running and saying that they support illegal aliens invading America. They support race wars on the streets. They support lawlessness in sanctuary cities. No one would vote for that. So they have to lie. But if you attack their lies, you will be deplatformed. So this is the society that has now been ushered in by the malicious, criminal, racketeering tech giants. And I believe they have to be broken up. We've got to stop this. We've got to shut them down. The federal government needs to go in and break up Facebook and break up Google and YouTube, break up Twitter, just break them up. You know, we've done it before. It's antitrust action. Standard Oil was the case going back a few years. You get an industry that becomes a monopoly, you break them up because monopolies are bad for society. So you break them up. And that's what we need to do. But actually, I believe even beyond that, we need to see federal prosecutions of these companies for engaging in criminal racketeering and fraud and election meddling and other crimes in which they've been engaged. There's a lot. A lot of criminal behavior there. So don't think for a moment that you live in a world where there's free speech. I don't think that you have your right to speak is protected. Don't think that the tech giants have a fair policy that they apply equally across the board. No, they don't. Their policies are made up at the spur of the moment to silence conservatives. They call it hate speech, but they've never defined hate speech, because if they did, the left would be engaged in so much hate speech that all the left-wing channels would have to be banned. So they don't define hate speech. They just let it hang out there as some nebulous interpreted definition that anybody can change on a whim. Actually, what it comes down to is hate speech is anything that is uttered by a conservative. Or hate speech is any time a left-wing person loses an argument. They call that hate speech. Hate speech is when you tell leftists the truth. That they call that hate speech. So, you know, that's the actual working definition, if you will, which is kind of sad. In any case, we need your help to support a free internet. We need your support. We've launched Real.Video, which is doing very well, thanks to your efforts. So keep on plugging away. Join Real.Video. It's free. Upload your videos. Share the videos. It's amazing. We're getting now 2.2 million video minutes served every week off of that platform, and it's growing rapidly. There's a lot more coming. So check it out, Real.Video. You can also read my website at naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one does this. and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.